Are you afraid of the water? Well, you might be after this episode of the iScary podcast, where we dip into some dangerous wet stuff, from acid pools to oceans where you can be swallowed by a whale.
Oh, no.
And it all starts right now.
Ready for something scary?
Okay.
You're in the right spot. The iScary podcast collects spooky, creepy news stories to discuss and give you chills.
Whatever.
Just so you know, hosts discuss topics they've just learned about and have no prior knowledge. Their views are just for your entertainment.
Woo! Welcome back to another episode of the iScary podcast. And sitting in with us today is our favorite Canadian, Darcy Pashuk. Hey, man.
Hey, Anne. Hey, I don't know if you know this, but I'm actually kind of calling from the hottest place on Earth, or it was at least last week. I don't know if you heard, but
We
exceeded temperatures that most of the places across the world haven't in little old Canada.
How hot?
We got 40 degree Celsius heat.
40. What's that for Fahrenheit? Those that can't translate?
Oh, yeah. What is that? 118 or something?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. You're smoking.
Absolutely. Yeah. No more igloos here. They've all melted.
Oh, well, I'm glad you survived. Well, let's see if this gives you some chills and, and cools you down a bit. Our first one is called Yellowstone Acid Pool.
The story starts at Yellowstone National Park on a beautiful day at some hot springs that look perfect for a little dip.
This is the perfect spot to get in the water for a soak.
Colin, I don't think you should do that.
She's right. A sign warns of extreme danger.
Those signs definitely say don't go in there.
I know what I'm doing. It's fine. No one will notice. Just film me.
He gets in the water anyway, but quickly loses his footing and falls under the bubbling acid water.
My goodness.
I know. It's terrible.
That's crazy.
I don't know how you ignore the signs.
Crazy. How can somebody get that close to something that dangerous?
Good question. Let's get the full news story on this one right now. Sydney, take it away.
News.
Yellowstone Acid Pool from BBC News. Yellowstone National Park is a wonderful vacation destination. It offers sweeping vistas, camping, hiking, and some unique thermal pools. But those watering holes are fueled by volcanic activity underneath the park, and they require a visitor's full attention. One Yellowstone visitor, however, misjudged the natural danger. Colin Scott died when he treated the hot pools like a hot tub. He got into one and illegally attempted to have a nice hot soak. In what can only be called an accident of judgment, as he completely ignored warning signs, cell phone footage taken by his sister shows Scott testing the water, slipping and falling in. The water was approximately 237 degrees Celsius, roughly 456 degrees Fahrenheit. Plus, the water in that region of the park is highly acidic and burns human flesh. Rescue teams later found Scott's body, but due to a lightning storm, could not safely retrieve it. When they returned the next day, a significant amount of his body had dissolved in the acidic water.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's gruesome. Oh my gosh. Have you been to Yellowstone?
No. No, believe it or not.
Me neither. So I don't know this exact location.
Well, we've been to Jasper and Banff, so we have national parks.
Yeah.
and you have to stay on trails and everything's, you know, fenced, and I guess none of it's really locked out. You can go where you want. So I'm curious, was he in a place he shouldn't have been? I mean,
yes.
I think we gotta say 100%. That's absolute fact. Yeah,
he was not doing what he should be. There were warning signs. Most people knew that this was a very dangerous spot. I mean, obviously the heat alone would kill you. I can't imagine just dipping your foot in to test the water. But the article said that he and his sister had been looking for some hot springs to, you know, soak up the healing properties.
Well, they found it.
Big time.
I mean, I think the temperatures might be exaggerated a bit. Just
you don't think they're that hot?
No, because 100 degrees C. Yeah, but 100 degrees C is boiling. So that would be steam.
It would be
coming
steaming.
Off of that. Yeah.
Sure. I think they'd no be water. Steaming. So you're thinking steaming. There would be no water at all?
Like that is like blistering. So I just happen to know a little bit about thermal conductivity and expansion. So, yeah, but regardless, it doesn't matter if the guy fell into a pool of boiling or hot water, exposure time is very, you can't have any exposure time. So it would not,
it would
take
kill
long.
You instantly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And from what I could tell, obviously the sister couldn't get to him wherever his body was. And obviously she was actually smart enough not to go in after him.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Because I'm sure it would have killed her. This is one of those things. It is to me kind of scary that someone would avoid the warning signs, but that you can get that close to something that is that dangerous.
Well, I don't know if you're going to ask this, but you usually ask me, Darcy, do you have a similar story? And lo and behold,
no.
I do. Yes. but on the other side of the extreme, and I think you know this story, I was in a national park. No warning signs, though, in my defense. But there was a river that runs at about 4 degrees Celsius. So I couldn't tell you what that is in Fahrenheit. 36 degrees. Yeah. Anyway, very cold. Close to freezing.
You wouldn't want to get into it.
Yeah. And I fell in.
Oh, no.
And had a very hard time getting out. So in the cold, they have a rule of, what is it? Oh my gosh, it's 1-10-1, I think it is. You have 1 minute to get back in your boat, 10 minutes to get to shore, and 1 hour to get in a warm place to get back to, you know, your core temperature. And I barely got there. So just to confirm, I mean, I think a lot of tourists, if this is the case.
Tourists, definitely.
Go to places they shouldn't have. I mean, look at even the other thing in national parks. People that feed bears, and you know how dangerous a bear is, yet you think feeding it and being within close proximity is something you should do.
They're so cute.
Oh,
you want to get that picture.
So I get how he got in there.
How did you fall in?
I was kayaking on a river that a little above my experience level, let's just say.
So it can happen.
But walking on the edge of a hot spring,
yeah,
you know, slippery rocks, whatever that looks like, I mean, it is kind of the same thing. So
it is.
And very unforgiving, obviously. So that poor lady.
I can't imagine her brother. I mean, I don't know. Do you even have time to react? Did he have any time? If he slipped right in, are you just gone? If you go head first, yeah. But what if you fell in up to your waist? Does it kill you that fast? How does it work?
You again, depending on what the temperatures are, I hate to say it, this is gross, but your skin peels off your body, just so you know, right?
Oh.
Yes. So think of boiling meat.
Yeah.
What happens,
you're melting.
Right?
It's melting. Yes. So he melted in front of her.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. Yeah. Wow. Anyway, that's one's pretty
really,
horrific, Anne. I think you've got a good kickoff here to
a good
course.
Kickoff.
Wow.
Well, we feel sorry for these people, but we hope it could come as a lesson.
Yes, please.
Whether you are trying to do something dangerous or not, or just you're just a tourist and you could accidentally get too close taking that picture. Too many times people get too close. I know that from experience that you can just be like, you think you're safe in a little bubble of what you're doing, but you aren't.
And ask yourself, why is the warning sign there? It isn't because they preemptively put it up, in my opinion. They put it up because they had incidents. They're like, wow, people will do this. We better put a sign up to stop it. So those things are technically written in blood. So,
God, one way to put it. But like you said, you know, they were... Maybe they weren't thinking it was like a hot tub, but I just recently went to some natural hot springs, but they were in a facility, you know, they were monitored and the temperature was, even while I was there and I was only there for maybe an hour at the pool area, with a hot springs pool, someone came and took the temperature. So they were constantly monitoring it because it was also, you know, from a hot springs, that's a volcanic magma pushing that up, right? Heating that up. So I think that's the problem people can't comprehend, is that how dangerous something is. Hot water is like, I can put my toe in and it won't kill me.
curiosity killed the cat, right? I mean, sorry, but it's like a child that wants to watch you cook and you're by a hot stove. You can tell the child not to touch the hot stove, but they don't know what it means to be hot, right? If they've never felt hot. So lo and behold,
melting flesh, that's what the sign had to say. Your flesh will melt if you stick your toe
more
in
it. Description. Oh, hey, you know what? Maybe we're on a bit of a campaign to change signs, right? You know, I think everybody thinks the world's going the other way. We have to be nicer and softer approach. Maybe we have to be harsher.
Well, at least in things that could kill us.
Or I'll say it, it may not be a nice thing, but is this a Darwin Award? I mean, a lot of people would say,
You're saying natural selection thinks this guy shouldn't procreate?
Sorry.
Let's hope we all learn something at the very least. All right, let's look at our second story, which isn't as horrific, thank God. We're balancing things out here. This is called Whale Tale.
The story begins in Massachusetts, where a lobster diver is taken. It even takes the diver a minute to realize that he's been swallowed by a whale.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, he's wearing an oxygen tank and his diving gear, so he goes about trying to get himself out of this desperate situation. The diver pushes inside of this whale back and forth and back and forth until the whale spits him out, making him the least favorite catch of the day.
Okay, this is the smartest man alive.
He definitely was great under pressure. It does give you quite the visual.
Sorry.
No, I think it's funny too.
We all do.
Okay, this just recently happened, actually. I think this was only a month old, isn't it?
That's right. And we should get the full story. Sydney, take it away.
News.
Whale Tale from Fox News. A Massachusetts lobster diver has a whale of a story to tell. While he was out diving and checking pots, he felt a huge shove. The next moment, everything went completely dark. He could sense that he was moving and thought he'd been swallowed by a shark, but he felt around and didn't feel teeth. However, he did feel the muscles squeezing him. He realized he'd been swallowed by a humpback whale. Luckily, he'd been diving and still had on his breathing apparatus. He thought there was no way he was getting out alive. But instinct made him push himself back and forth inside the whale, trying to shake the beast's head, and he could feel it working. When the whale surfaced, it spit him out. The diver's fishing partner quickly got him out of the water and into their boat. Miraculously, he got away with just a few bruises and an amazing story to tell.
Yeah, I kind of heard something about it. I didn't read it, but yeah, no, this guy's smart. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm in that. I'm like, okay, this is the end.
Yeah, well, and that did cross his mind, but he had two young sons. He wanted to get home to them, and I think that probably kept him calm. I mean, obviously, this is one of those moments where panic will kill you.
Yeah.
You know, so
this is going to be a movie. This is going to be a movie. You should write that down, Anne. I mean,
I think it's already been done. It's called Moby Dick. You heard of that one? But I get you.
It's unfathomable how something like that could even happen. You know, but I was watching something where, you know, because I like kayaking, and I seen a kayaker, and there are two humpback whales that were literally crashing down by this guy's boat, and he thought it was cool. The whole time I'm thinking, it's a kayak. How easy they tip. Are you, you know, what do you do? This guy, whatever he was doing, I mean, unbelievable.
I guess, yeah, it just snuck up on him. Well, maybe his partner from the boat was going, ah, look, what do I do? I mean, what did his partner see? He just probably saw him gone, the whale around, and then he spit out.
All right. So a new rule too. I think all adventurers have to wear GoPros. I mean, could you imagine capturing that on a GoPro?
It would be crazy. if only there was a video. This would have been cool. I mean, because honestly, I mean, I guess there's part, some people will go, did it really happen? You can't prove it. I don't know. I think it really happened. And of course, his partner must have seen something.
Yeah. I mean, these ones I think are believable. I mean, they're out there as far as it goes, but still
whales
believable.
Whales are huge. A man could easily be swallowed.
Totally.
It's another nature. This is another nature danger warning.
What's lurking out there?
Yeah, I agree. I don't know if I'm not an ocean fan. I think you know that as well. So me and water are a bit at odds with themselves. Yeah. So I'm not afraid of this one. This one I can actually poke fun and not think I'll ever actually live the situation. But you know, all you people out there that just feel like the ocean's a great place to be, good luck.
Yeah, this should be a little bit of how do you look over your shoulder? I don't know.
For a whale.
It's not like a bear where you can have some bear spray that maybe works, or you can bang pots together. I mean, I have a friend that was recently camping, and it was at night, and she was inside her little camper that the back was open. The door was open, but the screen was there, and she saw two eyes. And she did not, what, was it a little fox or something? She looked down. It was a bear.
Wow.
And all that separated them were this little screen. And of course, even though it was a small bear, usually there's a big bear.
It doesn't matter.
No, it can totally, it could have totally killed her. But luckily it moved on to the window, where it did look in the window and she was able to get the door shut. But I mean, it's still a tiny little camper. One of these, like, you pull along behind your car.
Well, you mentioned bear spray. I mean, we have, I don't know if they have them down in the States. I would assume so. But in Canada, we have deer whistles sometimes on our vehicles, because the deer will run out in front of you and lots of deer strikes with vehicles. So maybe we need to invent like some sort of alarm that goes on your belt, on your scuba gear and stuff, that wards off whales, right?
Whale proximity alert. Caution. Take evasive action. Alert. Alert.
Okay. Yeah. Would it work in reverse? Would it attract them? Because they'd be like, I've never heard that before. Let's go check it out. Maybe it's a good meal.
Hey there, whale. Come on over here.
Good one.
I don't know. So to me, this was interesting. I, like you said, I'm not personally scared by this one as I would be the other one, because I have been to parks, and even though I wouldn't try to mess with nature in either of these situations, stuff happens sometimes.
Yeah, and I think that's a good, what you kind of triggered on there is some of the stories, people don't have control over where they are, where it happens. You know, if it's in your home that you bought and you didn't know the history, and, you know, when we go back to some of the scary stories. But if you venture into nature on a bit of a wild side, and you know there can be bears, whales, snakes, whatever, you accept a certain risk around that. And so sometimes you got to be careful of what situations you put yourself in. I agree, you can't live on no risk, but that guy, obviously, you're in the ocean. I mean, there's, you know,
he's doing
there's
his
tons
job.
Of other things. Yeah, there's
he's
tons
lobster.
Of other things.
Yeah, you know, that's his job. I'm so glad that he survived, that he was smart and he kept his head. And I think there's a lot to be learned in whatever bad situation you find yourself in. If you can just calm down and keep your head.
Keep your head.
Your arms, your fingers.
Yes, keep your head. That is very important. So was he covered in slime when he got spit out?
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, you're right. I want to see this guy interviewed and go, seriously, what did smell? Well, he was had a breathing apparatus, so he probably. But what did you smell like when you got out?
Cold. I don't know what cold smells like, but it was cold.
Yeah. I'm assuming. Oh, man. Well, thanks, Darcy, for attempting to decipher these crazy, scary stories. We will do it again if you're up for it.
You know what? I don't think we had any mental health issues in this episode. So, you know what? We're moving on to some bigger and better things.
That's a first. Well, I'll keep trying to find better and better stories.
Excellent. Yeah, it was fun as usual.
Cool. Thanks for joining me. And we hope that you join us again for another episode of iScary Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Everyone at iScary Podcast would like to thank you, the listeners, for joining us. And thanks also to our newscaster, Sydney Story, our announcer, Zach Mercer, plus our Step Into the Story actors, Grinnell Morris, Sydney Story, Zach Mercer, and a couple IA programs, one from Speechalo and the other is Synthesis.
Last but not least, we get our sound effects from Zap Splat.
Join us again, if you dare. The iScary podcast is produced by Wyatt Pashik and Anne Kimbrough. Copyright April 2021.